For a few moments tonight, I'd like us to particularly notice verse 10 and then verse 11. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Well, as we come again tonight to consider the subject of marriage, our theme, particularly from verse 11, is trust. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Dear congregation, trust in a relationship is of vital importance, and not least between those who are married. Last week we considered the first of the three main purposes of marriage, that is, for the benefit of companionship or mutual help. Companionship. Well, before we go on to consider the other purposes of marriage, I'd like us to stop and consider tonight trust, for that is of vital importance. When we think of the two who are married, the companions, how important is trust. And so I'd like us to pause tonight and consider this and these verses here before us. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Well, two things here. First of all, the trustworthy and faithful wife. And secondly, the loving and content husband. Notice verse 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He trusts in her. And as we shall discover tonight, it's mutual. She trusts him and seeks to do him good. Notice verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. But first of all tonight, the trustworthy and faithful wife. The trustworthy and faithful wife. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spirit. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can? Daniel Rogers wrote, "A worthy wife cannot be sufficiently prized. A man cannot tell what to ask for such a pearl." Such a pearl. Husband, here tonight, you have found such a pearl. And so when you read these words, "Who can find a virtuous wife?" with a thankful heart before the Lord, you say, "I have found. The Lord has given me. And I rejoice in the wife whom the Lord has given me. And my heart doth safely trust in her. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he hath no need of spoil." Dear husband, you have a treasure given to you by the Lord. And it is an evident token of God's favour towards you. In chapter 18, verse 22, we read, "Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favour of the Lord." And this is in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? It implies there's not many in this world, but the godly man has found one. And it's an evident token of the Lord. Many tokens of favour have been thrown in my life. One of them is my trustworthy and faithful companion. And as you consider the question in verse 10, be thankful to the Lord that he has given you a virtuous woman. Now we read in verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He's not in doubt. He's at peace. He sits content. He safely trusts his wife. She will meet his needs. She will help in the home, as we shall see in this chapter. He's at peace, he's content, and he's thankful to the Lord. Now, trust should be evident in every marriage. Sadly, we know there has been a breakdown in many marriages, a breakdown in trust. Many have been unfaithful. And their spouses have gone off and broken the covenant. How sad it is. It's a sad day, isn't it, when there's a breakdown in trust, or one cannot totally trust their spouse. Questions arise. What are they doing? Where are they going? It's a breakdown in trust. Many wives have been broken, broken-hearted as they begin to lose trust in their husbands. But what do we read here? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. Things are well. Both are looking to the Lord. There's no breakdown here. Trust is evident, as we see there in verse 11. Trust is so vital. And so the husband and the wife must act so act as to promote trust in the marriage. Now we think here of a husband trusting his wife. However, if we turn to the Word of God, it's a mutual trust. It's not just the husband trusting his wife, but the wife will also be found trusting her husband. Now in Proverbs 2 verse 17 we read, "Which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God." Here's one. She's forsaken the guide of her youth, which is her husband, and forgetteth the covenant of her God, the marriage covenant. Now you note there the husband is referred to as a guide. And it implies there that that lady, when she was younger, she looked to her guide. She followed him in that which was right. She trusted him. He was a guide. When we think of a good guide, one puts their trust in them. See, the husband there is a guide, and the wife trusts her faithful guide. So it's mutual. We think here particularly in verse 11, the husband trusting his wife. But we see there in Proverbs chapter 2, the wife trusting her husband. A godly man who loves his wife will seek to be a loving guide as so to constantly gain the respect and trust of his wife. He will so act to gain the trust. Just pause and consider the example of Christ. He is the beloved bridegroom or husband, and the church is his bride or wife. Ephesians 5 verse 32, Revelation 19 verse 7. But we who belong to Christ, we're found trusting him. We are the bride, we're found trusting our beloved. Our hope is in him. Consider the example, as the apostle does in Ephesians chapter 5, that relationship between Christ and the church. We, the church, were found trusting in him, as we see in Psalm 2 and verse 12. Consider that relationship and consider the example. Therefore, the wife is to be found trusting her husband. That's how it ought to be. So then, it's mutual trust. However, here we particularly consider the husband trusting his wife. And as we think of these things tonight, I'd like us to particularly focus on the God-fearing couple. And I believe that's implied here. Just go down to verse 13. Favour is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And so we particularly focus then on the godly couple. In doing so, consider some reasons why the godly man ought to trust his godly wife. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. Reasons why then the godly man ought to trust his godly wife. First of all, she has been given to him. She has been given to him. Remember Isaac? He went out to meditate or to pray. And as he was praying, Rebecca came riding upon a camel. God had heard his prayers. Genesis 24, verse 63 and verse 64. He was praying. He was meditating. He was bringing it to the Lord. We know that the servant had been sent. He was there meditating. He was praying. What was the answer going to be? Well, Rebecca comes riding upon a camel. My wife did not come on a camel, but my God heard my prayers. In his providence and because of his grace, I received. Proverbs 18, verse 22. Whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favour of the Lord. It's a token of favour. For some who were not converted when they got married, however, being converted later, they can rejoice in the providence of God and his grace that they were brought together and the Lord gave. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favour of the Lord. Husbands, you have a jewel in your home and in your heart. Go back to verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies? There's not many, but I've been given one. I found. The Lord has so favoured me. What a blessing to have a godly wife who has been given to you by the Lord. The Lord has given. Therefore the husband ought to trust what the Lord has given. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He's been given a jewel to look out to care for. Given by the Lord, therefore he ought to be found trusting in her. A heavenly mind here then. My wife has been given to me, and I will seek to trust her. I will seek to have a loving trust of her. Yes, there is no perfect marriage. However, the husband should be able to trust what God has given. That's how it ought to be. And the wife, recognizing that she is a gift to her husband, ought to act in a trustworthy way. She's been given. And I want to, again and again, gain his trust. Husband's here tonight. He has given you what you need. He has given one to be your companion. He has given one that you might trust in a special way. And it's a privilege, isn't it? Two brought together, two knowing the Lord, sharing together, as we should consider briefly later tonight, talking of things that only they would talk about, and therefore trusting one another. But the Lord has given. The husband's been given a treasure. The heart of her husband then doth safely trust in her. Secondly, she lives in an upright way. Just notice verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? A strong lady. We're not thinking here of one physically strong particularly. No, an inner strength. Go to verse 30. Favour is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And just pause and think. Here's the godly wife. She fears the Lord and she seeks to act in a right way. Her husband, taking note of this, trusts in her. What a blessing to have a God-fearing, virtuous woman who loves the Lord. Remember what was said of Ruth in Ruth chapter 3 verse 11. Is Boaz speaking, "And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Ruth was known. And Boaz knew. And the one Boaz had his eye on was known already for being a virtuous woman. And he knew if it was the Lord's will, if it was the Lord's providence that they be brought together, he would be able to trust Ruth. Ruth was known. And after the marriage, Ruth continued to be known to Boaz as a virtuous woman. The wife seeks to act in a right way. She's careful of the things she does, the things she says. She's concerned about what is appropriate and what is modest. She's concerned about these things, and that will be respected by the husband. The husband will safely put his trust in her. He knows that she's seeking to live a godly life so he can trust her. Thirdly, Another reason why the husband can trust his wife is simply this, because she loves him. We think the moment of the heart of the husband, verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. Just pause and think of the wife there. She's a virtuous woman. There's this strength within. Yes, if you just go through this chapter, this particular virtuous woman, she's strong. She's not. She does many things here. Just to go out, she buys a field and plants a vineyard. She has got a physical strength, but particularly we're considering this inner strength. These beautiful things within, and there's love, and it's strong. She loves her husband. They were brought together in marriage, and love flows between the two companions. Now we particularly think of the love of the husband and his particular duty there, as we see in Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll come on to that, the Lord willing, in the new year. Husbands, love your wives. What a standard. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. And we particularly focus on that. And we who are husbands, we're to be known for our love. But also the wife will be known. Turn with me to Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through to verse 4. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through to verse 4. The aged women likewise, that they may be in behaviour as become of holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Then verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. We see that the older teaching the younger. That's a biblical principle, isn't it? And this teaching, this is advice given to love their husbands, to love their children. They do, but they're reminded again. And just pause there, brethren. We do we not? But we don't mind being reminded again, do we? To love their husband, to love their children, so on and so forth. The older teaching the younger. There's this love. The marriage is a close companionship. Such love should be known. Other than Christ, is not the spouse loved above all others? Other than Christ, is not the spouse loved above all others? And the wife, she loves her husband. And the husband sees that love. It's a genuine love. And he trusts her. She so loves me. In the moment she so cares me, as we shall see, I trust that woman who so loves me. She loves Christ first, but she has a great place in her heart for me. Now the husband is to be known for such a great love, but also the wife is to be known for her love towards her husband. A loving relationship. And out of this loving relationship comes forth trust. She has him in her heart. And there in her heart her affections flow towards him. And vice versa. And there's this trust. Notice verse 11. The heart of our husband doth safely trust in her. He trusts her. He admires her love. He knows that she loves him. He trusts her. From a loving relationship comes forth trust. And there's conversation. I love you so much. I would not want to fail you. You mean so much to me. I would not want to cause you any concern. Other than Christ, you're my first love. I don't want to fail you. The heart of the husband safely trusts in her. He admires her love and he trusts in her. Fourthly, another reason. She seeks his good and the good of his household. Verse 2. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's set upon it. And as we note in this chapter, she is very industrious and gains his esteem. Just notice verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Yes, she will have to stop at times and take a rest because she's a busy lady. But she's very industrious and she gains his respect. There's food on the table, clothes on his back. Sometimes the hidden work of the wife, very industrious. She's concerned about the family if she's given children in the providence of God. She's seeking to do him good. She will do him good, and not even all the days of her life. She, this long view she has, seeking to do him good on this day, and the next week if the Lord spares, all the days. She still loves her husband and seeks to do him good. She doesn't backbite or force the accused. She defends his reputation. She desires to please her husband in that which is lawful and gain his trust. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 34. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Yes, she has a godly concern, of course. But she also has a concern for her husband. Are they humbled by that? How amazing to have one who has such a concern for me, my wife, and seeks to please me. And not just with the food I like. She seeks to please her husband and gains his respect. And gains his trust. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's doing him good. She's concerned about that. She gains his trust. Fifthly, she is close to him. She is close to him. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. The wife is in the heart of her husband. The heart of her husband. That's where it is. She's so close to him. Remember again those words in Genesis 2 verse 23. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." This cleaving, we've looked at this before, this gluing, this closeness. Last Friday, some of the children here, they made some cards, and they got out the glue, and they glued the pieces of paper together. There's a lot of glue around, but they did it. There's this closeness, this gluing. They shall cleave, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh, this oneness. They're close companions, as we saw last week in Malachi 2 verse 14 we read, "Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant," thy companion, she's close, she's there, she's a helpmeet, she's in his heart, he loves her and she loves him, this is closeness, they spend time together, and if through duty they must be apart for a while, they're in each other's heart. It may be illness, and one's in hospital, and they can't be together. But they're in their, the one is in their heart. There's this closeness, or there should be. Time is taken to share things together, to talk about things. Opportunity arises where one can pour out their heart to the spouse like they wouldn't to someone else, except the Lord. There's this closeness and things can be talked about, shared. And we open up our hearts. Is not the one we're so close to, one we trust. If we can open up our hearts to someone here below like none other, we trust them, don't we? And because of the closeness and Because she is close to her husband, there's this trust. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. She's his wife. She's close to him. They talk together. When she's away, he's trusting her. Because she's close. Sixthly, leading on, she prays with him. One of the great blessings is not of marriage, to be able to pray together. And I can honestly say that my wife has been a great help to me in prayer. What a blessing. We spend much time together in prayer, don't we, over our lives. 1 Peter 3 verse 7 we read, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honour unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Heirs together. The Lord is saved by grace. What a blessing. Many gracious tokens, as we have considered already tonight. There's many prayers. One of the blessings, isn't it? Spending time praying with your spouse. Joint petitions brought to the Lord. And some of those petitions are very personal, aren't they? That only you and your spouse would pray about together. You wouldn't want others to hear. You pour out your hearts. This, when you pray to the Lord, you commit things to the Lord. Maybe the work situation, the home, maybe the family, or other things. You pray together. You're close, as we have just seen, and there's these prayers being offered. You spend much time praying. You pour out your hearts. The secret prayers are brought to the Lord. You trust the one that you bring those secret prayers to the Lord with. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He's poured out his heart to the Lord in her earshot. He trusts her to be able to listen to his prayers as well. Praying together can be a great aid to trust. Praying together can be a great aid to trust. She's by my side. She prays with me. She's in my heart. I trust her. And then seventhly and finally, she in kindness wisely speaks. She in kindness wisely speaks. Notice verse 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She speaks wisely. She's careful with her tongue. We know there's the law of kindness there. She's careful how she speaks to others. How she speaks to others about her husband. She's not known for gossip. No, she speaks carefully. She's guarded. And the husband knows it. He knows that she's wise. He speaks carefully. He can trust. Yes, there's no perfect husband or wife. But he knows he can trust his wife. She speaks well of me. I will trust her. I know she will not speak behind my back in a wrong way. She will defend me. I can trust her. It's evident. The law of kindness is in her mouth. She's trustworthy then. A trustworthy wife. The husband does not need to look on with a suspicious eye. No, he trusts her. She's faithful. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. She's a caring wife, caring over her husband, concerned about his physical and emotional well-being, and she's concerned about his spiritual well-being as well. And the husband knows it, and he trusts his wife. And you husbands here tonight, what a blessing. You can trust. There's some in this world who cannot trust their spouse. But I know you all can. And that's a great blessing given to you from the Lord. Well, secondly, as we draw to a close tonight, the loving and content husband. The loving and content husband. Verse 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He sits back and he's at peace. He's not sitting back and just watching his wife work all the time. No, he sits back and he reflects. He thinks about his wife and he's at peace. The heart of our husband doth safely trust in her. There's no doubt. There's no question. Think here then of the loving and content husband. Verse 11. The heart of our husband doth safely trust in her. The heart. From his heart there is love flowing towards his wife. There's affection. As mentioned earlier, we'll consider the duty, particularly of the husband, to love his wife. But just think of these words here. The heart of our husband. The wife is in his heart. There's affection arising for her. He loves his wife and he safely trusts in her. She has gained not only his heart, but also his trust. And he observes this. She observes this rather. And this has a good effect on the wife. She sees her husband in a loving way from the heart, trusting in her. She's not in any question. There's this mutual trust. You husbands here tonight, let your wife take note of your heart, that from your heart you safely trust her. Let the wife be able to say again and again, it's not mere words on his lips, but I know that he loves me and trusts me from the bottom of his heart. I don't need to question that. And the husband doesn't need to question the wife either. He is my loving husband. I know he thinks on me as a trustworthy wife. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He's a loving husband. He admires her. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her. He thinks about his wife. He admires his wife. He admires her industry, as we see in this chapter. He admires her faithfulness. And from his heart, he thinks on her and he trusts her. He's a loving husband and he's a content husband. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He is at peace. When he's away, he knows his wife will look out of him. I know when I'm away, maybe a few days in Scotland or elsewhere, I know that Sharon will look out to things. All the children will be fed and dressed. Yes, she may give the children extra treats when I'm away, but I don't mind that. Cream on top of the hot chocolates more than once a week when I'm away, but I don't mind that. I know. And I'm at peace, the family will be looked out to. She will read and pray with them in my absence. I'm content. I'm at peace. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He hasn't got any questions or doubts here. I trust my wife. There's no question. The husband sits down at the end of the day as a content man. And then sitting next to him is a content wife. They're companions. They love each other. They trust each other. And they're a blessing to each other. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He's trusting. And she trusts in him. Charles Bridge wrote, a faithful wife and a confiding husband mutually bless each other. There's the blessings. Well, in closing again, consider the man, is it? Peace. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He's at peace. He has such a treasure in his home and in his heart. And he highly values his wife. And he trusts her. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies. He sits and reflects on the Lord's goodness. And he trusts in the treasure that is in his heart. He thanks God for her. And he seeks to love her more and more. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. What a blessing trust is in marriage. And may we who are married here tonight ever act to further the trust of our spouses by the way we do things, then further by the way we say things. Trust is of vital importance. We see so many in this nation, in this world, getting into difficulties, and there's been a breakdown in trust. Where is my husband? Where is my wife? These are the principles we have here before us for the good of marriage. The heart of our husband doth safely trust in her. May the Lord help us for his name's sake. Amen.